Today's lunch, when this was kind of loose, which I'm Moshe, and then the Rivka best Moshe is here, so Menachem and Moshe, the Schuss for Shalom, Achai, Moshe, and Malcolm, and Rocha, best Sar Malcolm, at Chitzik, and Fei Goldino, and a Schuss for all those in and around there to stroll. So we're holding Simon Reish Mem Hei, starting a new Simon today. Yisrael ben Yehudi Shutafin Eichis Hatnis Nahagu B'Shabbos. You have a Yid and a Goy that are partners in a business. How should they set up a deal on Shabbos? Now, although the exact cases that's brought down the siman may not be exactly the situations that we have today, but this is a very, very applicable siman, a very, very complicated area that Rabbanim deal with when you have a case of where a yid has a business that he's either is a shutup with a guy or he's not a shutup with a guy, and he has to create a partnership with a guy because it's the kind of business that has to be open on Shabbos, whether it's at a nursing home or possibly a hotel, right? And it's not the kind of situation where you can do similar to what we discussed in Reish Mem Gimel, where you could do a resus, a kablanis. You have a situation you have to do a shutfis. So how do you set it up? And so therefore, it's a very, very interesting simon, although a little bit complex. And that's what we're going to discuss over the next couple of days. So let's start with the machaber. Yisrael ve'en Yehudi, you have a Yid and a Goy, she'yesh lahem soda, aitana, aimerchatz, they have a field, an oven, a beis amerchatz, a rechayim, or a mill, a rechayim, shelmayim, b'shutafos, as partners. Oy, she'em shutafim b'chanos b'schayra, they have a partnership in a store. So says the Mechaber, this is what you can do, and therefore have it open on Shabbos, and no issues. Im hisnu mitchilo, they made, so here's key number one. This condition has to be made prior to the shutfas was done. We'll see what happens if you didn't do it beforehand. What do you do about it? So im hisnu mitchilo b'shah sheboyu leshtatev, when they came to get together to become partners. Sheyiyu, he's just died. You guys hear me? Still hear me? Yes? Okay, good. And straight up, when they came to make the shutvis, so the profit from Shabbos would belong to the guy, Levada. It doesn't make a difference if that happens to be the busiest day or the slowest day. And one day during the week, will belong to the Jew. Then it is mutter. So let's go simple. The Eitzah. I have a store. I have a partner with a guy. The guy says, I'm willing to become your partner, but I don't want to close on Shabbos. Right? So I make a deal as follows. Before we even make the partnership, we make a deal. Shabbos 100% belongs to you. Tuesday 100% belongs to me. The rest of the week, we'll split 50-50. But according to what Mechaber just wrote, that also means that you are splitting the profits that way, meaning you're going to calculate at the end of the day the profit for Shabbos. That's going to belong 100% to the guy. You're going to calculate the profit of Tuesday 100%, whatever the profit is on every Tuesday, and that's going to belong 100% to me. And then Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to split 50-50-50. That's the case, and we'll see if there are any other ways of doing that. But that's the case that Mechaber said, no problem, that is mutta. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yisrael vein Yehudi, da. Hehet gama hu behim Yisrael. So he gives a little bit of an introduction over here. Da. Hehet gama hu behim Yisrael yesh lo eza esek. Yid has a business. Oy melacha, b'shut v'semein Yehudi, partnership with a guy. Sheyasnu mitchila koydim shaloichim shutfis. Number one, as we mentioned, they have to make the shutfis prior to the deal being made. Avoid ata b'Shabbos, you work in Shabbos. V'tikach kefim alachtecha, and you take based on your work, how much you did. Hein rav oimut, whether it was a lot or a little. V'ani evad kenegdecha yoimecha b'chol, and I'm going to work one day alone. V'eto kefim alachti, and I'm going to get based on what I profited. At the end of the month, they go to separate the money that came in. The guy takes the profit from Shabbos. You'll take Shabbos. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Sachavor Shabbos, Yisrael Yitu Yom Echad Kenegd. Then the Yid's going to take one other day. Hein Ravai Mut. It doesn't make a difference if it's a lot or a little. It's Mutu. Avol, however, Imloy Hisnu Mutchila, if they didn't make the deal up front, Ubeshas Chaluka Oimalei Yududi. Now the Yid realizes, oh my gosh, my business was open on Shabbos, and I never made this deal that the Mechaber tells us I have to make. So he says, okay, no problem. Toil after connecting with Shabbos and Ibucho. He says to the guy, listen, the right thing was that I should have made a deal with you, but I didn't. So let's do the same thing. You take Shabbos, and I'll take one day during the week. Zeu vade yasa. This is totally yasa. Why? Okay. The answer is very, very simple. Because when two people were partners, they both had a part of the deal where we're going to work this business together. Meaning, just like you have a responsibility to work on Tuesday, I have a responsibility to work on Shabbos. When I say you take Shabbos and I take during the week, that means I trade it for you. I traded my responsibility to work on Shabbos for the guy's responsibility to work on Tuesday. So essentially, I'm making Schar Shabbos over here. So it only works if we made this deal in the beginning, you own Shabbos, I own Tuesday. Then it works. But if at the time of the splitting, I say you take the money from Shabbos and I'll take the money from during the week. So essentially, I benefited from the fact that the guy worked on Shabbos. So he was my shliach to work on Shabbos. No different than any other Amir Lakan. Now, the imlay hisnu mitchila. So what happens if another situation? They taka didn't make this deal in the beginning. Ubeshas chaluka chokas tam b'shava. Nobody bought it up. They just split the money. Okay. Ziu bay the gemara by gemara of layishtei. This is a good question that the gemara asks. Obviously, it's not lechatchila, but the gemara asks: is this totally usur or is it okay? Upasik harambam lechumer. The Rambam comes in pasuk lechumer and he says you're not allowed to do this. But Rosh Lakula, and the Rosh says that there was a Bayad Layevshita, and therefore it's Mutta. Vamechaber Sasim Karambam, the Mechaber Paskin like the Rambam. Vamechaber Pasik Bagar Karosh from Makam Hafsid Gadol. Now the Ramah, now so far Sashkenazim, that's a big windfall over here. So the Ramah said, is going to say that by Makam of Hafsid Gadol, then you could be Simuch on the Rosh if you didn't make it again. Of course, you should be making this deal, but if you didn't, then you could be Simuch on it. Now, what happens the third situation? They did make the deal properly, the way the Mechaber told us to make it. You own Shabbos, I own during the week. When it came to this, they all were nice to each other. They said, we're not going to start calculating what Shabbos was, what Sunday was, what Tuesday was. Let's just split it 50-50. Okay? Zeu muta afla Rambam. Even the Rambam agrees that it's muta. Now, there's a caveat over here. Ramosha writes on this. We're going to discuss it a little bit more later. Ramosha, we have to understand the case. So they went ahead, they made the deal properly. So technically, when they sat down, the profit from Shabbos should have belonged to the guy, the profit from Tuesday should have belonged to the Yid, and everything else, they should have split 50-50. What happens if they wanted to just say, okay, you know what, I'm okay, it was more or less, I'm not going to make a big deal which day was more profitable, Tuesday or Shabbos. Let's just split 50-50. And the guy says, fine, no problem, we'll split 50-50. So the Ram, even according to the Rambam, says it's okay, because Lamaisa, you made a deal. And Lamaisa, Shabbos belongs to the guy. And one day during the week belongs to me. So now I'm giving the guy a gift, and the guy's giving me a gift. So who cares? It's totally okay. Ramesha just makes a condition to this, that it has to be a situation that you could calculate how much was Shabbos and how much was Tuesday, and therefore you're saying, okay, no big deal. I'm going to agree to just go 50-50 instead of wasting our accountant's time to try to figure out how much we made on Shabbos and how much we made during the week. But if you can't figure it out, so then he says it's Haram of Alma, it doesn't work. If it's the kind of business that you wouldn't be able to identify what was Shabbos and, or the way you keep your books, you wouldn't be able to identify what was Shabbos one during the week. Says Ramesha, that's just Haram of Alma. You can't do it. This is the main points that we're going to cover in the first few. Sifrim says the Chafetz Chaim. The yes, apratim agam tamei and yivar lekamen. Now he's going to go into more of the detail. Agav, once we're over here, we're talking about a partnership with a guy and a yid. So the question that they ask is that we're going to learn later on that it's also to make a partnership with a guy. right? Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying it's us to make a partnership with the guy? Because if you guys have a fight with the guy is going to go and swear in Arkayas, and they swore in the name of the Avodah Zarah. So potentially you're causing that the guy is going to swear in his name of Avodah Zarah. And just to having that a lo yisham al picha, it says that you're not only even be the cause that the name of the Avodah Zarah should be mentioned or served. So over here, all of a sudden, Machab is talking about making a partnership with a guy. But he says over there that you can't, the Pleasure Mishpat, he says you can't even make a partnership with a guy. And the way the answer is that L'maisa today, because 99% of the Goyim are no longer serving Avodah Zarah, what are they at most? They're serving Shutvis, right? Definitely Christianity at the most is Shutvis. And Shutvis for a guy of believing that God has a partner or has help is not usser. It's only usser for a yid. So even if the guy is going to swear, then he's not going to be swearing the name of my desire that's usser to him. So therefore, that's why special bismanazeh, it's not such a problem. I guess if you were looking to make a partnership with a Buddhist, you'd have to ask a shaila if that is an issue. Okay, let's go back to Shabbos over here. So now the Mishabur is going to break down this machaber that we learned. So daitana tama devarim elu the beinan hisnu. What is the reason that we need to make the condition up front? The ilav hachi, because we don't make the condition up front. Since the responsibility to work belonged to both of them, if after he made the partnership, he tells the guy, I say, you work on Shabbos and take all the profit of Shabbos. And I'll work on one day during the week and I'll take all the profits. Again, I didn't make the partnership. And I tell the guy, listen, I made a mistake. This is my rules. I got to do it. So you know what? You work Shabbos and you take all the profit of Shabbos, and I'll work during the week and I'll take all during the week. So as we explained, what was the responsibility? The responsibility was really us to work it all together, right? But I try to make this change. It's like you're telling the guy to cover for you on Shabbos, right? I'm telling you, you work up for Shabbos and I will work during the week. It's an exchange. Now, so says the Mishnah Berurah that there's a little bit of, because of, once we understand this, the problem is I can't tell the guy, you work for Shabbos, instead I'm going to work during the week, right? Because that's me asking him to do me a favor, work for me for Shabbos. I'm getting a benefit from it because based on our shutvas, I was supposed to work then. He's doing it for me. He's my shliach. It's like I'm making a sphere yayim, like I'm making him work for me that day. So he says, therefore, it comes out that it could be another heter that we can possibly rely on. What happens if the partnership is such that the guy doesn't work? Okay. What happens if the guy really, he's a partner in this oven, right? But he doesn't show up to work. He has workers who come, a guy who comes in the morning, heats up the oven and collects the fees that he has to do for people, right? Then you are able to do it, right? Because remember, the whole problem is I'm telling the guy to cover for me on Shabbos, but this is the kind of business that I didn't need the guy to cover for me on Shabbos. He didn't need me to cover for him on Tuesday. There's a worker that comes in and runs the business. Don't make a deal that, oh, give me the X amount of dollars for Shabbos. Just split it regular, and therefore, it won't be Shabbos. Now, what about old, till now, in Reish Mem Gimel, Reish Mem Dal, we spoke about all the Marisayan's problems. Since this partnership was a yid and a guy, the people know that there's a guy that's a partner here, and therefore the Marisayan goes around. As we progress a little bit in the sim, we'll talk more about cases where we don't have where people think it's the yid's business, how you have to deal with that. So then we'll continue with the Mishnah Berurah, but let's just do a quick sum up of what we did so far, because this is the basis for the next few sifim. So a yid and a guy have a partnership. The right thing to do is they have to end the lechatchila before the partnership deal is struck. You make a deal. We're becoming 50-50 partners, except Shabbos belongs to you, and one day during the week belongs to me. And you take the money from Shabbos, I take the money from that one day during the week. The rest we go 50-50. If we made such a deal and it's a kind of thing that's accountable, in other words, we know what the profits were, and then at the splitting, we both decide we don't care, we're just going to go split 50-50, according to everybody, it's fine. If I did not make the deal, right, and I go to the guy and I say, tell the guy, do me a favor, I made a mistake, you work Shabbos, I'll work on Tuesday, that's the most problematic because he's becoming my shliach to work for me. What happens if we didn't make anything? We didn't make a deal, but we never discussed it. He knows I'm a firm Jew. I'm not showing up to work on Shabbos. He shows up on Shabbos. I show up during the week. So now we have the Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Mechaber, the Rambam said it's Usser to take the money, and the Rush said that it's Mutta. And the Mechaber Paskin like the Rambam, and the Ramah, we'll see next week, Paskin like the Rush, Lekula, in a Makim of a Hefsid. Hefsid Maruba. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amir Tashem, we will continue on Monday.
Thank you.